Hi. I know I said I couldn't see you tonight. I lied. Because I'm a coward. But I can't do this anymore. I needed to talk to you now, before I lose what little courage I have. I think we should break up. No, it's not that. I do care for you. I think I love you. God, no, it's not. I'd never cheat on you. Ever. Please. Please don't think that. I can't go into it, okay? Because I'd rather break up with you on good terms than dumped when you find out what I'm really like. I'm disgusting, okay? Is that what you need to hear? It's not you. It's me. Can't you just accept it? This is hard enough as it is. There's no benefit in you knowing. Do you really want to know? Fine. I'll tell you. Then you can kick me out. Least it'll be a clean break. I know I shouldn't be asking you for something. Would you mind making me something to drink? Thank you. Scotch, please. Lots of it. Yeah, we can sit on your couch. Just let me finish, okay? I know what usually happens when I start out sitting here, and as lovely as it is, I need to get on with this so you can get on with your life. I was raised pretty severely. You know that. I was supposed to be God's special little virgin until I met the right man, and who would basically buy me from my dad and take me into his house, and I'll make a million babies with him and never ever have to think for myself again. Luckily, I fell in with the wrong crowd, as my mother would tell you. I drank. I listened to music that was angry and sexy. I smoked. Yeah. My hair was still dyed when you met me. Guess I was still a little wild then. I wasn't a virgin, you know. You weren't my first. You knew. How? Blowjobs were too good. Oh, God. It doesn't bother you that I lied? Well, okay, I didn't lie. What I mean is, I never told you that I wasn't a virgin. I let you believe that I was, you know, pure. You say that, but everyone knows it matters. No, this isn't why I'm breaking up with you. I'm just showing you why you can't trust me. Oh my God, fine. I believe you. You're the first guy I dated that didn't really care that I had sex before. Well, yeah. I guess I did have shitty boyfriends before that's the problem, isn't it? You're not shitty. You deserve better. Okay, fine. I'm getting to it, okay? I'm not trying to draw this out, believe me. I just want you to understand. So you know you're not losing anything. So you know, sometimes we fool around. Fine. I'll use the word. Sometimes we fuck. And I get kind of closed down. Yeah. Most of the time, it goes like this. We sit on this couch. And you look at me. Like you are now. And you lean in, and I sort of melt into your lips. Yes, take off my shirt. Shit, no. No, stop. I don't want this. I mean, I do, but fuck. Damn it. Why are you making this so hard? Okay. I guess this conversation isn't the only thing that's hard. Fine. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to work you up. I'm really fucking this up. I don't know what to do and it's killing me, okay? I thought breaking up would be the best way, it's the easiest way, but I don't want to. I want to be with you. Like this. You've always been a really good listener. I'll just explain this to you, and then maybe we can talk about this. If you want to dump me, I won't be angry, okay? All right. So, when we get into it, and you've got my clothes off, or when you're going down on me, or fingering me, or whatever, most of the time, things go well, right? Yeah. We fuck, and I come. Sometimes more than once. And you come in me. And I love it. And it's great. But sometimes I just can't. And I don't get wet. And I shut down. And it's just, it's awful. Especially for you. You never make me feel bad. You hold me, you kiss me, and it's The next day we pretend like everything's fine, but it isn't. For one thing, I can tell that you're still frustrated. You don't act mean or anything, but it takes you a long time to relax. And I don't take care of you like I should. I'm just afraid that if I start things, I might ask you to do things. And for another, you blame yourself. I know you do. You ask me sometimes if you did something wrong, but you never, never do. And I tell you that, but you know I'm lying or not telling you something. Well, you never did anything wrong, okay? I just wasn't telling you the kind of freak I am. Please. I may not be religious anymore, or much, but I know the difference between healthy and wrong. And I'm wrong, okay? And I can't get better. My therapist tells me I might never change, and yeah, I've been seeing a therapist for this. I wanted to get over it, but it's not helping. They listen to me, sure, they're supportive. They won't do anything to, you know, help me change. They keep saying that it's normal. As if anyone would think this is normal. Don't worry. I know, I'm not making any sense. There's times when I shut down, I'm still really, really aroused. And I still really want you. I just... Fuck. Let me just... Hold on. Okay. Fine. I need you to be rough with me. Okay? You gotta make me say it? I want you to put your hand in my hair and grip it. I want you to spank me when I'm a little bratty, and I want you to push me to my knees when you want to make me blow you. I want you to push me on my back and pin my arms when you fuck me. Like you're forcing me. I don't just want it. Sometimes I need it. I think about it all the time, too. When I'm at work, sometimes you text me, say something sweet and loving, and I wonder what it would be like if you forced me right there at my desk. What do I mean? Well, like you come up behind me and you pull my chair out and you pull me out of it. Harshly. Then you fill me up really roughly and I love it. Like I'm your property. I ask you what you're doing, but you just laugh. Sinister, but it turns me on more. You push me back, and then you unbutton my blouse when I wasn't paying attention, and I feel so exposed. Then you just get on your knees and lick me right through my clothes. You know? You bite my thigh and kiss me and sort of eat me out, but I'm still dressed and it's so hot for some reason. Like you can't even wait. But I also can't feel your mouth. I can't feel your lips. I can't feel your tongue like I want to. I ask you to take my clothes off. I beg you. You won't. And I start to unbutton them myself. But you grab my wrists. You pin me with just one hand. You're so much stronger and bigger than I am, and I love it. I tell you that I love it. You look at me with heat. And you laugh at me. You laugh at how helpless I am, and I don't get angry. I get desperate. I need your cock inside me. I need you to hurt me, choke me. I can't help it. And that's when I usually would drag myself back to reality, sweating and wet, and I'm back in my office chair, wishing so badly for you. Don't you get it? You're a good person. You're a good guy. You'd never beat or choke or hurt me. It's awful for me to watch such things. I know that. Don't fucking lie to me just to make me feel better. I may not be as worldly as you are, but I'm still... No. I mean, of course, I trust you. I love you. I believe in you. I really don't want to break up with you. I just can't think of any other way. It isn't right that you have to be with someone like me. Fine. I mean, you're right. You listen to me. It's only fair that I listen to you. You don't really believe that. Because you can't. No one would think that what I want is natural. I mean, I was almost too embarrassed to even talk about it, much less do it. No. I know it's wrong. I know back when we got together, I still had some hang-ups about sex. It made me feel dirty even when I wanted it, and I knew that you were the right guy. I felt bad about the other people, but you helped me see that it's all right to have more than one partner. I love you for it, but this is different. How? Well, it's not natural. You know it's true. It's sick. I'm sick. You can say that all you want, but you know it's just because you... That's not fair. Stop. It's just gonna make things harder for me when I. Okay, I'm having a little difficulty thinking right now, but we have to settle this, okay? Well, now that you know the kind of thing that I really need, you're telling me that you'd be, what, willing to do things I want you to? Doesn't it disgust you? I mean, yeah, I want you to, but I don't want anyone else. I just never thought you'd be all right with it. You're so, so safe. I don't mean it as an insult. I mean that you're the first guy that I've ever felt safe letting my guard down like this. That's part of what I love about you. I trust you completely. So does that mean we can, you know, tonight? Oh my god. Are you gonna make me say it? Fuck you. It's embarrassing. Well, okay. If you think it's hot, then I'll do it. I'll do anything for you. Will you fuck me, please? Will you be harsh with me? Will you pull my hair and maybe choke me a little? God, the way you said it just sent shivers down my spine. I love it when you get possessive with me in bed. I really, really want to be yours. I am yours. Oh, I guess we do need a safe word. How about vodka? I don't like it, but I don't say it a lot. So, what do you want me to? I just grabbed my hair. And, fuck. I never seen you like this. Yes. Yes. I'm getting down on my hands and knees. Oh, fuck. Are you gonna fuck me right here? On the floor? Yeah. Just push my skirt up and take what's yours. Turn my panties off if they're in your way. I've never been this wet. Baby, please. Please fuck me. Fuck me. Use me.
Please, please, baby. I'm begging you. Don't make me wait. Oh, you're so mean. Fuck. Yes. Fuck me. Oh. Baby, please, 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 fuck me. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me like I'm your little slut. Yeah, you like me, you like hearing me talk like that. Putting my head down on the floor. Fuck, this is so good. I can take it. I can. Just fuck me harder. Please. 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 Harder. I love you. Your hand in my throat. Yes. It belongs there. It belongs there. I can't. I'm having a little trouble breathing. I'm so close. Yes. Oh, God. I feel you. Oh, you're coming inside me. I can't wait anymore. Please. I love you. Fuck. Oh, hey. You don't have, what? You don't have to carry me off. You already had me. Oh. Are you gonna give me a bath? Yeah. That does sound really nice. Are you always going to take care of me like this after you use me so well? Wow. I feel pretty fucking silly. I should have spoken with you earlier. I just couldn't imagine that you'd be willing to do this for me. Yeah. I guess it'll work out after all.